Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Slip the Wire Shorts. I am your host, Steven Spectre-Vitelli, and I am continuing my journey down these rookies and where they landed and where I think you should be targeting them in your dynasty rookie drafts and why. Now, the guy that I want to talk about today is Laviska Shenault. He's one of my favorite wide receivers coming into this draft class, and I like the fact that he was taken by the Jacksonville Jaguars, number 42 overall in the draft. And the only reason why I don't really love it is because I'm not 100% sold on Gardner Minshew, even though he did show some promise at times during the 2019 season. So just the whole quarterback thing that's been going on in Jacksonville for quite some time now. I mean, if you look going back to Blake Bortles, there just really hasn't been a whole lot of promise there. And I'm just going to lead in with a fact that scares a lot of people about Shenault, and that he's had some durability issues. And I've been seeing him kind of fall down the draft board a little bit. And a lot of people that I've talked to, that's mainly been the concern is durability more than the quarterback situation and the team situation alone. You know, during his 3 years over with Colorado, he played 27 out of 36 games. Now, mind you, he did play 11 out of his 12 games in 2019. And then during his sophomore season, this is just kind of attest to his athletic ability and how good he can be on the field. Is his sophomore season, he only played 9 out of the 12 games, and he still had 86 catches for over 1,000 yards and had 11 total touchdowns. Now, 2018 is where he really had the injury issues. He missed 3 games with turf toe, and which he had surgery on after the season. But at the end of that year, he also played through a torn labrum. Now remember, he did come back in 2019 and play 11 out of 12 games. Now he most recently had core muscle surgery and, you know, had some inflammation with his pubic bone, which, you know, now that we've gone past this point, he's had his surgery and whatnot. It's said that he's 100%, but, you know, we're only a little over a month and a half away or from when he had the surgery, and it was reported when he was going to have the surgery that it was going to keep him sidelined for 4 to 6 weeks. So obviously everything going on right now, who knows where he's really at rehabilitating wise or whatever, but it's said that he's 100%. Now you hear about core muscles and labrums and turf toe injuries in football, and players come back from that stuff, and they have been for a while now. And you know, especially with turf toe, it's mainly the rehabilitation process. Some guys come back a little bit too quick. You know, if you look at Davante Adams last year, how long he was out with his turf toe, but he came back. He didn't have surgery, but he came back after an extended period of time, and it was like nothing happened. So I'm not shying away from Shenault at all. I mean, he's 6'1", 227 pounds. The dude's built like a running back. He ran a 4.58 40 at the combine, but that was before having the surgery, and he plays quicker than that, and he's a very explosive player. I mean, he can be lined up all over the field. He plays all 3 wide receiver positions. He can line up in the backfield and even take direct snaps. He's a good route runner. You know, he quickly takes away cushions in the secondary as well. He has great hands and strong hands to snag fastballs out of the air and go up and win those contested catches. And speaking of contested catches, I mean, the guy has great body control, and his ball tracking skills, and positions himself well downfield to win those contested catches. He's very powerful and fast and explosive with the ball in space. He's almost like, and the upside to be like, how Deebo Samuel was last year in his rookie year. And he's a great complement to DJ Chark. You know, after the 2020 season with the wide receiver room in Jacksonville, I mean, right now you have Chris Conley and D.D. Westbrook, who are both going to be free agents and in their late 20s. Now, maybe D.D. comes back. Hard to say. Keelan Cole's another name I guess you could mention in that wide receiver room. You know, there's a lot of talk about him being on the roster bubble. You know, he could be cut this year, so I guess we'll see what happens with that. But Shenault has the opportunity and upside in Jacksonville, but he does need to stay healthy. There's no doubt about that. He's actually been drafted more towards the back half of the second round in rookie drafts, which I've been loving because that's where I've been landing him a lot. And you know, the fact that Doug Marrone and Jay Gruden can get pretty creative with Shenault, as Shanahan does with Deebo. Now, I'd actually love to see Shenault with the more superior coaching style in Shanahan, but you know, obviously we're not going to see that, but keep Chenault on your draft board, because if you're getting him towards the back end of the second round in your rookie drafts, I'm more than willing to take the risk for the upside of the reward on the back end. So that's all I have on Chenault for this episode. You know, go on Twitter, follow me at SPAC21. That's SSPAC21. You can follow me on Instagram there as well. And while you're on Twitter, follow Sleeper Wire Show at Sleeper Wire Show, and then Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you enjoy your podcasting, go there and subscribe. Make sure you're following us so you don't miss out on any of this latest content. You know, leave a comment there, whether you like or dislike, whatever it is that we're doing. You know, we always welcome some feedback. So until the next time you hear my voice.